You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, The Maze.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, D-Maze from Mind Games Uncut Radio. We are here live. It is 7:54 a.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well at this time. I'm still on the well of my allergies. And unfortunately, around this time of the season, y'all, it always happens, you know. So, it is what it is. Hope y'all doing okay on this. For those who celebrate Christmas, this Christmas, I guess, weekend soon to be. A lot of y'all probably already took vacation time. You know, some people take off on Thursdays and they come back after the holidays. Yeah, let me take a sip of this tea, y'all. Oh, yeah, yeah, there we go. Got this black tea going. Got me sweating like hell in the studio. But it is what it is. It's gonna be do what it do, y'all. Just bear with me, because I really want to get this stuff off my chest. So we talk about we're gonna be talking about Donald Trump. But before I get started, this morning's show is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com. They got some of the best fish. Let me say some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. BatterUp.com, y'all. Yeah, check them out. And also you can go to Amazon and check them out, BatterUp.com. But yeah, man, I'm up here messing up my sponsors. I'm trying to get through this thing. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, man, you know, this time of season, the weather funky out here in ATL. It's like been in the 20s. I love cold weather. But see, one thing about me, I'm always on the move, you know? So, I'm out and about. I got this bald head. And I know I need to be keeping it covered. And, yeah, man, I'm stiff to hit the gym after I leave here. I'm just a gym rat, y'all. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, we're going to get into this audio with your boy Joe Biden. They tried to block, they said they blocking him for being on a ballot in Colorado. And let me see, can we pull this up, y'all? Hold on, let me see. Let me see, hold on. Let's do this, hold on.
Same slogan, same song. But the similarities end there for Donald Trump in his third presidential run. Because this time, his political baggage is even greater, with one state now trying to stop him from even standing in the election. A new test for American democracy, but with the same slogans in response.
It's no wonder crooked Joe Biden and the far-left lunatics are desperate to stop us by any means necessary. They are willing to violate the U.S. Constitutions at levels never seen before in order to win this election. Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. It's a threat.
Yet according to Colorado Supreme Court, Trump is the threat, ruling him ineligible for office because of January.
So that's a good question. Who is the real threat of America? Trump or Biden? I mean, at the end of the day, y'all know how I feel about this whole damn thing. I do not care. These two fossils are too damn old to be in office. I think the American people, some American people, are idiots because they are supporting this shit show. You know what I'm saying? Let's continue.
January the 6th. That day saw Trump supporters storm the U.S. Capitol, attempting to stop the certification of Joe Biden's victory. Colorado's highest court, by a slim majority, ruled that Trump incited the crowd and was part of the insurrection.
Fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
So he's now disqualified from the state's Republican presidential primary because he went against the...
See, one thing about Trump, he know what he doing. He didn't tell them to go do it, but he told them to do it. You know, because I'm neutral, so I can say that. Because he know he got some idiots that would do anything he say. So I'm going to get into it a little later. Let's continue.
The Constitution's 14th Amendment. Section 3 of that amendment says no person shall hold any office if they've previously taken an oath to support the Constitution, yet have engaged in an insurrection. A lower court had ruled that doesn't specifically mention the president. It just refers to an officer of the U.S. But the Colorado Supreme Court
So about that, y'all. I got this on the, we'll continue, y'all. Hold on, because I'm on, Hold on, let me cue this up. Hold on, y'all. Sorry about that. But yeah, man, I mean, Trump, I think he's gonna win. Let me see what we was at, y'all. Hold on, let me see.
To stop the certification of Joe Biden's victory. Colorado's highest court, by a slim majority, ruled that Trump incited the crowd and was part of the insurrection.
You fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
So he's now disqualified from the state's Republican presidential primary because he went against the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Section 3 of that amendment says no.
So that's what they're using on him in Colorado to get him off the ballot, which he, like they said, from what I researched, he won't win anyway in Colorado. So let's continue.
Person shall hold any office if they've previously taken an oath to support the Constitution, yet have engaged in an insurrection. A lower court had ruled that doesn't specifically mention the president. It just refers to an officer of the U.S. But the Colorado Supreme Court overturned that decision. But the justices emphasized this was uncharted territory.
The Good Morning from Africa Town Los Angeles Morning Radio Show is pleased to announce that we now have apparel and other merchandise on sale on our website now. That's right. If you enjoy the positive, conscious messages that the ATLA crew brings to you via radio or our other platforms via social media, we want to encourage you to show your support by donning our apparel. You can shop right now, today, at www.gmfatla.com. Get your merch today, and thank you for your support.
Writing, we are mindful of the magnitude and weight of the questions now before us. And so they stayed their ruling until early next year to allow Trump's team to appeal the decision. While this is just one ruling in one state, Joe Biden today backed the premise that Trump was behind.
Okay, let's see what old Joe gonna talk about, y'all.
Insurrection.
Is Trump an insurrectionist, sir?
Well, I think it's self-evident. You saw it all. Now, whether the 14th Amendment.
Look, old Joe couldn't even get his words out right. God damn it.
Wise to let the court make that decision. But you certainly supported an insurrection. No question about it. None. Zero.
Trump's legal team said the decision was flawed and that they'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. This could all echo 2000, when America's highest court waded into that presidential election with Al Gore and George W. Bush disputing who had won in Florida. The court's ruling handed Bush the presidency.
While I strongly disagree with the court's decision, I accept it.
But times have changed.
Like I told y'all, it's all a shit show, y'all. They've been doing it for years. All things different now with social media and the internet made things a little more different because people believe what they see on social media. But let's continue.
With America now more divided and with Trump questioning U.S. institutions like never before.
Donald Trump has done a good job of undermining faith in our electoral process, and now he's on a campaign to undermine faith in our judicial institutions.
And so regardless of the Colorado decision or the charges he faces in four court cases to do with alleged hush money payments, classified documents, and allegedly trying to overturn the election, it all fits a narrative older than all of those cases, that this is a witch hunt.
Donald Trump has...
Oh, they're both definitely trying to go after you, boy, but at the end of the day, I think, of course, Trump will be the Republican nominee. That will, even if they convict them or whatever. It's just crazy, man. It's just amazing how we don't have anybody else to run on both sides, you know, on the ticket. And people just keep buying into this shit, keep feeding this bullshit energy. And that's why a lot of people are not really worried about voting in 2024. Along with other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So let's continue.
Made a great many Republicans believe that the election was stolen and that the deep state is out to get him. And that by going after him, They're really going after his supporters.
Trump is the Republican front runner, and Joe Biden's approval ratings are falling. Re-election bids are often referendums on a sitting president's record. It could be that which decides Biden's fate, rather than the...
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Criminal record of the man before him.
Well, joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Mick Mulvaney, who was acting chief of staff to President Trump and is now co-chair of Actum Strategic Advisors. Mick, it's good to have you back on the program. How bad is this for Donald Trump?
Not bad at all, Matt. In fact, it's probably pretty good. The chance of this holding up a Supreme Court, we could talk more.
And I agree. I think it's going to make Trump numbers go up. More people going to, excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. More people going to vote for him. He's going to get more money and more support. Let's continue.
About that in a while, if you like. It's probably pretty low. Keep in mind, this was a state Supreme Court decision, not the U.S. Supreme Court decision. It will be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. But whether, regardless of that, this is simply helping fuel his narrative that he is a victim of a weaponized government, that the federal government is going after him, that the Colorado state government is going after him. And his message to voters has been essentially for the last year now, look, if they can do this to me, they can do it to you. So vote for me and I'll fix it. He's up 20 points, Matt, from some of his low points 6 or 8 months ago. So this is simply played to his advantage. And I expect more of the same with this decision that came down today.
I remember the first time we spoke about his legal woes was when the feds walked into Mar-a-Lago and seized all those documents. And he said, watch out, Matt, this is going to help him in the opinion polls. And so far, you've been right. But I just wonder, Mick.
Yeah, he's right. It helped him out in the polls. And you're going to keep seeing him go up. Listen, man, they want Trump. You know, that's enough of that video. Oh, yo, they want Trump in anyway. See, the crazy part about what the Democrats did, Biden, he fucked up so many ways, y'all, because he could have did, especially for the black community. He could have did so much for the black community. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a president. He's a president for all people. But still, he said if it were for the African-American vote, I wouldn't be here. And he didn't do shit for the African-American vote. And now you see what's going on in Chicago and New York with immigration. And then like in Chicago, black people do not want the immigrants there illegally. That's what's happening. And I'm telling you, he's going to lose Chicago because black people already said they're not going to. They're going to turn Chicago red. That's what they said, y'all. So that's not my words. That's their words. But anyway, y'all, you know how we do. This was the end of this is the end of the show, and I just wanted to kind of break that. Let's keep we gonna monitor this. It's gonna be very interesting. We about to go into 2024, so we about to get real. You about to see the bullshit campaigns and all this. They want your boy real bad, and they're probably gonna get him. Well, not, they're gonna get him on one. They're gonna get him on probably convict him on one. I'll listen to Eric Erickson, so we'll see how that goes, y'all. That being said, I'm out of here. Peace.